This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that three hospitals in Beirut are not functional and two are only partially working after a devastating blast in the port that killed at least 135 people and injured thousands. The powerful blast in the port warehouses near central Beirut, storing high explosives, sent seismic shockwaves that shattered windows, smashed masonry, and shook the ground across the Lebanese capital. Tarek Yasarevich is a WHO spokesman.
Based on the requests of the Ministry of Health of Lebanon, WHO is airlifting today medical supplies from our humanitarian hub in Dubai. We expect these supplies to arrive tonight.
The blast was the most powerful ever to rip through Beirut, a city still scarred by civil war three decades ago, and reeling from an economic meltdown and a surge in coronavirus infections. Officials have acted quickly in detaining workers in an investigation into Tuesday's devastating explosion in Beirut. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Lebanese government says it's putting an unspecified number of Beirut port officials under house arrest, pending an investigation into how 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate came to be stored at the port for years. The move comes amid speculation that negligence was to blame for the explosion that killed more than 100 people. The move was announced following a cabinet meeting during which the government declared a two-week state of emergency, effectively giving the military full powers during this time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA.